Hello, everyone. It's Tiffany, the Miracles Coach, your go-to girl for all things miracles. This is your Monday Morning Miracles message. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so happy to have you here, as always, and I'm so honored and grateful that you choose to spend your Monday or whenever you listen to these with me for this, round about 15 minutes. So thank you so much for that. I want to talk this month, and I'm so excited about the month of September coming in. I have had some of the most amazing shifts happening to me and my business in the past few weeks. And I really just want to talk about living a miraculous life. That is the message that I got to share with you today and for the month of September. And so every week I will be sharing a little bit more about how to do that, how to live a miraculous life. Today, I am going to talk specifically about what miracles are. What is a miracle? What are you creating? What are you trying to manifest? That's what we want to talk about today. And how do you go about making sure that you are doing it the right way? Because a lot of times we're asking for things and we're not receiving them, and there could be a lot of reasons behind why that is, and they're personal for everyone. But these are some basic tips and basic information that I think will help you to understand what miracles are, understand what's okay and what's not, and will get you on the road to creating this miraculous life that we all want, right? So the first thing I want to talk about today is how to shift your perception from fear to love. That's what I've learned that a miracle is. That's how it's defined in the Course in Miracles. My favorite author, Marianne Williamson, also wrote a book called A Return to Love. And if you don't know who Marianne Williamson is, I so suggest that you Google her. She is amazing. I've read everything that she's ever written, and I just love her books, and they are so such easy reads. They don't, take a lot of high understanding. Like, you can really just kind of get it right off what she's saying. And so she actually wrote this book, A Return to Love, to break down the book, A Course in Miracles, which is a quite difficult read, and it's very long. And so she kind of just took all of the really major parts of it and made it into this amazing book. And again, it's called A Return to Love, and it's by Marianne Williamson. And basically in that book, she describes a miracle as a shift in your perception from fear to love. It's really just a shift. A lot of people look at miracles and, manifesting as material. They always think about material things. Oh, I want to have all this money, and I want a car and a house and, this job and all these things. We always look at it as being something tangible or something that we can touch. But miracles aren't necessarily always something that we can see and touch. Sometimes it's just feelings, it's just shifts in the perception. It's just, stepping up when we're afraid, or it could be so simple. And so I want people to recognize that miracles are so much more than what we look at them as. And living a miraculous life is so much more than just material things. It's so much deeper than that. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So I want to give you some tips on how to shift your perception from fear to love. And the first one is to understand that you are not your body, your emotions, or your thoughts. It's so important to understand that we are human beings, but we are spirit. So we are all spirit, and we are here on this earth having a human experience. We are not human beings with a spirit. We are spirits having a human experience. And it's so important to remember that we are free to change our thoughts, change our emotions, to create whatever it is that we want to have. We are an extension of God. We were created in the likeness and image of God. Therefore, we are creators. And we have the power to change everything that we do not want that is happening in our life right now. If you are experiencing anything that you are not happy with, that is not flowing the way that you think it should be flowing, you have the opportunity and you have the power to change it. So you are not your emotions and your thoughts. I have so many clients that I always have to work through this with. Like, they're just caught up in that emotion. Like, this is how I feel though, and this is what this person did to me, and I'm upset, and all of those things. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can choose to not be bothered by it. You can choose to be unmovable. Okay? You can choose to not succumb to those thoughts and to those emotions. You get to choose. It's just that simple. Okay. The next one is understanding that the universe is unlimited. There are no limits. God is not limited. And because God lives in us and because we are an extension of who God is, we are not limited. There are no limits. I have to stress that today. We can have whatever it is that we desire, and God will line it all up, and we'll talk about that later. So I don't want anybody getting all, you know, righteous and saying, oh, well, God is in control. He certainly is, and he controls everything, but we are able to create. We are creators just like him, and we can create whatever it is that we desire to have in our lives, okay? So we are unlimited. We have access to unlimited power, and it's not our own power. It is because we are connected to God. If you remember my very first podcast, for those of you who have, you know, heard it, we talked about connecting with Source. It's so important that we have that connection and we cultivate that relationship with God. We have to get to know God to be able to have that power to be able to create. And I want to just add a little disclaimer here. I am a Christian. I believe in God. I'm going to talk about God. I'm really sorry if that doesn't resonate with you, and you are welcome to not listen to my podcast if it doesn't resonate with you. Or, you know, some people may feel like they can just put in the universe or the divine or the source or whatever it is that they believe in those spaces, and you're perfectly okay with doing that. I really want you to get the message and not be caught up in the lingo or in the language that I am using. And definitely don't get caught up in what I believe. I'm sharing with you what I know from how I've experienced and from what I believe. And that's the way I give it. And I'd love for you to be a part of the podcast and just kind of take what resonates with you. And whatever doesn't, you can throw it away. That's how I basically live with everything. I take everything with an open mind. And when it doesn't resonate with me, I just let it go. Okay. So I just wanted to put that in there, but I am going to talk a lot about God in all of my podcasts, especially this month, because to me, living a miraculous life is all about God, and it's not possible without him. So I just wanted to stick that in there. God is unlimited. You have unlimited access to him, and we have unlimited access to the power that he's given us. And when we are cultivating that relationship and building that relationship with him, there are no limits. Okay. So that's number two. The third one is understanding that the universe and that God is impartial and unemotional. God is not emotional, and he gives us what we believe in. He does not discriminate. You get exactly what you are asking for, whether it's good or bad. I know that God loves us, but he's not attached to anything. He's not emotional. So he's not like, oh, I'm not going to let this person go through anything difficult because I love her so much. You know, we're like parents. And for those of you who are parents, I'm sure you understand this, you know, but at the same time, as parents, we know that we love our children and we want to protect them from everything. We don't want to see them struggle, but sometimes we have to punish them, or we have to, you know, discipline them for things that they've done wrong. And it's the same way. God's not emotional, though. So it's important to remember that you're not worthy of things that you want just because you've messed up or because you've made some sort of mistake. God is not emotional that way. So whatever it is that you desire to have, you can have. Okay, we are the emotional ones. We are the ones that limit the power by being emotional. When you become emotional, you start to create limits on what can happen. So it's important to be unmovable, be unattached. Okay, and the next one really goes well with this one. It's about everything being replaceable. Everything is replaceable. Everyone is replaceable. Don't be attached to things. When something gets moved or removed from your life, there has to be something that comes back. It's a law. There's a law of replacement. Things have to be replaced. So if someone is removed from your life, it has to be replaced. Don't get caught up in that ex, or don't get caught up in that job, or don't get caught up in that car that you lost or that house that you lost. I'm telling you, I lost a house a few years ago, and I got one that's more amazing. I have an amazing house, and it was replaced, you know, and I know that it felt like the world was coming to an end at that time, but I'm totally okay now because it's been replaced. Just keep in mind, everything is replaceable. Everyone is replaceable. And when you remember that, this frees you from attachment. Every space must be filled. Even beliefs have to be replaced. And this one is so important, and I'm not going to get into it here. But when you start to, you know, pluck up your limiting beliefs, you have to replace them with new ones. Everything has to be replaced. It is a law. And so when you remove things, they have to be replaced. The space has to be filled. So remember that. You can be unmovable, unbothered with everything and everyone because they're replaceable. Things are replaceable. People are replaceable. It's okay. I know it sounds harsh, but it's the truth. Things are replaceable. Keep that in mind and you won't be attached to anything, okay? And the last one is to remember that whatever it is that you create for yourself, you must believe that it's yours. You have to take ownership. We do not want to take responsibility for anything. We want to blame people. And it's so important that you own your ish. When something is not working in your life or something you have created now is making you unhappy, whatever it is, lack or some relationship or some whatever situation that you've created that you are not happy with, own it. We always want to blame other people and say, oh, well, this person's making my life miserable, or this person did this to me, or this person left me with all this debt. You know what? You allow that to happen. And so you have to take ownership of that. I know that it's tough. And I know, again, this sounds harsh, but it's true. And if you want to start seeing miracles happening in your life and you want to start living a miraculous life, one of the first steps is going to be owning your stuff and just understanding that you have to be responsible. And then once you take responsibility for it, forgive yourself and let it go. It's not the end of the world. Everything will change when you allow it to. And the first step to that is forgiveness. And you can turn everything around. I promise you, I've done it. I've experienced it. So I know it's true. Okay? So I want to move on now to things, what miracles are specifically. So we talked about how to shift to a miracle. Now we're going to talk specifically about what a miracle is and what you actually should be creating when you're, you know, considering yourself to be creating miracles. So the first one is whatever you're creating should be possible and realistic. You can't go back in the past and redo, you know, something or correct something. There are ways to atone, you know, and correct your mistakes, but you can't go back to the past and change anything. It just doesn't work that way. You can't lose 100 pounds overnight. You know, you can't, you know, start a business today and make $1 million today. It's just not possible. So be realistic in your miracles. Ask for things that are realistic and possible. All right. The next one is understanding that everything should be in divine order. Think about where you should be rather than what you think you want. There's a place that you're supposed to be. And I always ask in my miracles for something better. You can't be so set in stone. It has to be, in other words, you have to be open. There can't be an attachment. You have to be open to the possibilities of what God wants to bring into your life. Because when you're asking for certain things, that thing like that you're so caught up on, like that guy that you're so caught up on, or that girl that you're so caught up on, for my guys that are listening, and, you know, or you could be caught up on this particular house that you have to have. Like, understand that things may not be right. So like, let's say this person that you're hung up on is just not right for you, and you're basically stopping Mr. Right or Ms. Right from coming into your life because you're hung up on this one person or that house that you think you want. That house might not be safe, or maybe that city's not safe. You know, it could be so many things. You could miss another opportunity because you're caught up in what's right, you know, what you think is right in front of you, what you think you want. So always be open to the flow of divine order and just ask God to help you create what you're meant to have, and always ask for this or something better. That way you release the attachment. Okay. The next one is miracles should be for, or not be for, instant gratification. All right. They shouldn't be for just today. They should be for the advancement of your life. So you don't want to produce things that are just temporary or things that are just instant. You know, you want things that are going to be consistent over time. You know, things that are going to increase your cash flow, or things that you can, now when you need something today, of course you can ask for that. But we're talking about miracles like for the advancement of your life. Like, you have to remember that whatever you're asking for today, like let's say you're asking for $1,000 today because you need to do something. It should be because there's a purpose behind it. There's a greater, you know, advancement of your life because you're investing in that thing today, or you're paying for that thing today, if that makes sense. Not because you just want a new pair of shoes today. You know, that's different. All right. So just keep in mind that there should be purpose behind it. The miracles should also be for you. All right. Worry about you. I know that sounds so funny, but miracles should be for you. You cannot manifest against someone else's will. You cannot say, oh, I really want Jimmy to realize that we're meant to be together and we should run off and get married. Listen, Jimmy might not want to be with you, and you can't force him to, and you can't use miracles and manipulate the situation or that, you know, that opportunity to create miracles to do it against someone else's will. It just doesn't work that way. You want to create what you want. Stay focused on you. So even if you think Jimmy is the right person for you, then what you should be doing is just asking for your soulmate or for, you know, the love of your life to come. And then that person will come. And I bet you it probably won't be Jimmy. So just remember to keep it about you. Don't think about everybody else. You can't manifest against someone else as well. Okay? And then also you want to remember that miracles should be for the highest good of all. They should not be selfish. And like I just finished saying about the other one, with the instant gratification and advancement of your life, it should be, but with purpose. There should be purpose behind your miracles always. There should always be a bigger purpose. That's why when we talk about, if you remember in the first podcast, we talked about getting clear on your intentions and what you want to create. It's so important to have a why behind whatever it is that you're creating, because miracles don't just happen just to happen. They happen because there's purpose behind it. There's some significant purpose that needs to be, you know, realized, or, you know, something specific needs to happen. And that's why miracles happen. It has to be a purpose. For example, I started my coaching business for a purpose. I didn't start my coaching business just because I want to make a lot of money. I started my coaching business because I have a desire to help people and to help them transform their lives and to find their purpose and to just to live a miraculous life. That is why I do what I do. So there's purpose behind it. And that's why I, even if I have a difficult time sometimes making things happen or seeing things happen the way that I want them to happen, I know that God is honoring this for me because I know that it has a divine purpose behind it. All right. So it's so important that your miracle should be for the highest good of all. All right. And that's it for today. That's what I wanted to share with you, just what miracles are and how to shift into miracles. So I hope that this was helpful for you. This has been your Monday Morning Miracles message. Again, I am Tiffany, the Miracles Coach. You can find me on my website at themiraclescoach.com. You can also find me on Facebook. All of that information is below, so you can find me at any of those places just by clicking the links below, and you can connect with me there. Also, you can reach out to me personally if you have questions or anything. I love to hear from you guys. Some people just say, hey, I enjoyed the podcast, whatever. I love getting those. So feel free to reach out to me whenever you'd like, and if you'd like, and if you have questions. And I will talk to you all soon. Bye.